Can I come in? You're going to want me to come in for this. Trust me. So, you done with your little call?
Yeah, okay. I'll get straight to the point here. The walls of this dorm are really fucking thin, and I heard every single thing you talked about with whoever you're talking to. And I'm going to require some convincing if you don't want me to turn it over as evidence to the head of the academic dishonesty department. You think I care about being labeled a snitch? What is this, high school? You're in college, hun. If you can't do your own goddamn work, you don't deserve to be here. Now. Oh. Of course, how could I forget? I have no evidence. I have no evidence because you talked on a phone call rather than doing this over email or text or Discord. It's a good thing that I recorded it on my phone. Do you really think I'm stupid enough to try and blackmail you with getting you expelled and not record the evidence of it? Sorry, hun, but the only one who's stupid here is you. But, as I was saying, I could be convinced to not rat you out. Well, that's easy. You're gonna become my puppy bitch. Exactly what it sounds like. You're gonna be my cute little puppy who sits there and looks cute and pathetic and pleases me and does it all without complaining. It's sex, honey. Why does anyone want sex? 'Cause it feels good. And unlike you, I actually do all my own work, and it's fucking exhausting. I want to have a release in the exact way I want it. And the exact way I want it is a loyal little puppy boy who will do whatever I want or risk getting expelled. Plus, an added bonus is that because what I'm having you do is somewhat humiliating, you can't tell anyone about this. Because then they would know the lengths you're willing to go to stay in school. So, what do you say? You be my fuck pet whenever I want you to. You do exactly what I tell you to, and you don't complain. And in exchange, I won't send in the video. Again, do you think that I'm as stupid as you are? I'm not going to delete the evidence off of my phone until you have served your entire purpose. You know, I really don't know. I'm stuck between as long as we're technically dorm mates, but then if you tried to get switched into a different dorm by any means, then I'd have to, you know, send in the video. Or I could say as long as you're in this college, but if one of us graduates before the other one, that wouldn't work. And if I'm threatening to get you expelled anyways, then at that point you might as well just drop out, and then you could avoid all of it, but I'd still be winning, so that one might work. Or for the rest of the semester, but we don't have any classes together, so that really doesn't matter, and I want you to really pay for your crimes here. The crime of academic dishonesty. You're not going to get sued for it, but you will get expelled for it. So basically,
The date that this ends is to be decided, but the one thing that you have to agree on is that you're going to do it until I say you can stop. Perfect. I knew you'd make a smart decision for once in your life. Now, if you don't want to get expelled, you better drop to your knees and bark like you want it. I gave you an order. You can bark better than that. I don't care if it's weird or cringe or awkward or whatever synonym your dumb little brain can come up with. Bark for me. More. I said bark like you want it, didn't I? And you do want to not be expelled. Exactly. Now I'd start really barking if I were you. Better. Let me lock your door real quick. I'm gonna pull my shorts down for you. And then you're gonna pull my panties off with your teeth. Remember the part of our agreement where I said you'd do everything I asked you to without complaining? If you wanna try and test my patience, you are going to be very disappointed in your choices, beyond just the choice to cheat. Come on, really use those canines. You're a smart, capable little puppy bitch. I'm sure you'll figure it out. Just have to persevere. This is so much better than I thought it would be. You really look like you hate this. You'll start appreciating it once I let you fuck me. Oh, you... I'm sorry, you don't want to fuck me? That's fine. I don't have to let you fuck me. I can make you wear a strap-on and fuck me with that instead. If you're gonna be an ungrateful little bitch about it. And I'll make sure you don't get any pleasure out of this arrangement. Is that what you wanted? I didn't think so. Also, you're not allowed to speak. Because dumb little puppy bitch boys don't speak, they bark. Bark, bitch. You'll get used to it. That, or you'll get expelled. One or the other. Very easy choice if I were you. You think you're capable of following some simple commands? Ones even a dog would understand? Roll over. If you're worried about the floor being dirty, then maybe you should clean it more often. Roll over. Sit. Paw. These aren't your hands now. These are your paws. And you know, if you really piss me off, I might go out and buy some of those fake dog ears and a tail plug just for you. Maybe even a collar with my name on it. Is that what you want?
Come. Sit. Now eat me out like a good little bitch. Finally doing something without complaining about it. I told you it wouldn't be that bad. Don't glare at me. Just makes me want to ride your face until you can't breathe. You know what? Maybe I should do that. I'm gonna suffocate that attitude right out of you. Come on. Be a good puppy and just use your sweet little tongue to please me. Yeah, just lap this fucking cunt. Oh, fuck. Grind all over your pathetic little face. Oh, fuck. I can hear you trying to breathe. Oh, is it too difficult? Oh, my pussy grinding so aggressively against your stupid little muzzle. Hands holding your head there. Exactly where I fucking want you. You know, if you're a good dog, you might even get some praise. Is that what puppy would want? You want to breathe and get praise at the same time? Because there are ways you can earn both of those. Yeah, like that. If you use your tongue for good. Oh, fuck. Your mouth is so much better when it's being used to please me. I can't believe you tried to use it to be academically dishonest. Oh, why are you patting my thighs, puppy? Oh, now you're trying to put your paws on my arms. That's not gonna get you out of this. Trust me, if you really needed air, you wouldn't be able to fight back at all right now. You can hold out a little longer. It's not like the oxygen deprivation is actually gonna hurt your brain. You don't really have anything to work with in the first place. You wouldn't even notice the loss of a couple starved brain cells. Oh, that's much better, puppy. Finally stopped fighting it. Just let me grind my messy cunt all over your face. Sticking your tongue out and moving it the best you can. So cute. So pathetic. Go ahead and breathe. We'll work on your oral skills. I'll teach you exactly how I want you to fuck me and mold you into my perfect, obedient puppy. And eventually, you'll realize that a little bit of discipline will do you well in life. You don't have to wait to thank me, though, of course. You could always thank me now, preferably by barking. So what if people hear? Bark, bitch. Fucking. Oh, now you're trying to bark? Only now that I have my hands around your throat? Poor little thing. I'm afraid that's too little too late. I'm gonna keep holding the sides of your throat, gently squeezing, just until you stop fighting. And then, to reward you, I'll let you breathe and try that again. drop your paws. Good boy. Breathe. Puppies are so dramatic. You ready to try barking for me again, puppy? That's what I like to see. Go ahead, puppy. Bark for me. See how good you sound now that you stop trying to fight it. I didn't say stop. Keep going. Come on. Bark like you want it. Such a good little puppy, bitch. All right, you can stop. Roll over. I am just gonna come and sit right on this stupid little muzzle of yours. And you're gonna lick my cunt until I come all over you. Okay. Yeah, that's it. I'll let you up for air when you've earned it. Only good puppies deserve to breathe. Oh, fuck. It's been so long since I've had a man actually eat me out. All those stupid Tinder dates act like it's a fucking plague, but they want me to suck their dick for half an hour. I was getting so sick and tired of date after date with these immature frat boys. This is much better. I'd much rather spend money on making you look more like my puppy than spend another fucking dollar on another first date with someone completely hopeless. Okay, take a breath. And back down. Well, what's wrong, puppy? You thought I was gonna give you more time? Oh, you'll be fine. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, keep doing that. Oh, fuck, keep doing that. Oh, fuck, you're good with that tongue. Don't fucking stop. Don't fucking stop. Mm. now what's wrong? First of all, I squirted. Most men are fucking thrilled when that happens. Second of all, who cares if it was pee? And who cares if squirt is mostly pee before you even try that fucking argument on me? You're my puppy bitch now. And puppies love piss. Common fucking sense. You know what else dogs love? Sniffing asses. You want to do that next? I'll let you jerk off while you do it. That's what I thought. There's my panties and shorts. Good first attempt. We'll work on everything over time. And remember, don't you dare try anything, or I will get you expelled so fucking fast. Whatever you do now, you're gonna deserve. Whether that's pleasuring me and staying in college or getting expelled. All of this is your own fault. All of this could have been avoided if you were a decent fucking person and didn't rely on academic dishonesty to get through your classes. They're not even that hard. You might want to get cleaned up, you know, before your roommate comes back.